This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Rhino, what do you think is the next big thing in our fight against COVID?
I think the next big thing will be the advances in the vaccines. What we have today is not what we're going to have tomorrow, and we're going to see more and more vaccines, better vaccines, vaccines that are matched to the Delta variant. We've got the boosters right on the doorstep. All of those things will change the equation in our favour. Sometimes people forget that what we have today to fight COVID is not what we're going to have tomorrow.
Yes.
You know, we've seen how rapidly the vaccines were developed against all odds and against everyone naysaying about it. We still have vaccines, you know. In less than a year, we had vaccines available. So there's more coming in that space, and I think people should be hopeful about that.
And are you hopeful at the moment, Rhino, in terms of eased restrictions in New South Wales, in Victoria particularly, as people get back to quote-unquote normal life? Are you hopeful that things will go well in our societies in terms of COVID cases?
Well, it'll go better than it would have without vaccines, that's for sure. But one of the problems is, at this point in time, with the current vaccines that we have available, a vaccine-only strategy is not enough. And the other thing to remember is the target, you know, 80% of 16 and over vaccinated is only about 65% of the whole population, which still leaves a lot of people that can get infected, and the virus just wants to spread, you know. So it's going to find either under-vaccinated communities, whether they be regional or remote communities that haven't had as much access to vaccines. And, you know, sometimes people in those remote communities have to travel a long way to get to vaccination hubs. So I think we have to remember about the people who are disadvantaged and haven't had the same privilege and access as many of us have.
Yeah, and what we should focus our care, concern and COVID safety measures particularly towards most vulnerable communities, including children.
Yes, and children are, you know, half of the unvaccinated, essentially. So I expect to see a lot of outbreaks in childcare centres and schools, particularly primary schools, because the high school kids will be largely vaccinated. And it's great to see very high rates of vaccination in the 12 and over age group, but those little kids are going to be vulnerable. And, you know, I'm very much in favour of the precautionary principle because we don't know enough about this virus yet, you know. I don't think we know enough to just say it's fine, you know, it's mostly mild. Yes, it's mostly mild, but many infections that we prevent by vaccines are mostly mild, whether it be measles, chickenpox, or even polio. You know, only 1% of people got paralytic polio. The majority of kids who got infected with polio just had a mild infection or even were asymptomatic. So I think we need to put that in context. The vaccines for the 5 to 11s are very close. They're coming. The clinical trials have been done, so the safety data and all of that should be there. In that short period where we're waiting for vaccines for the younger kids, I think it is important to be precautionary. You know, this virus attacks the brain, it attacks the heart, it attacks the lungs, it attacks many organ systems. Studies in adults have shown that survivors have a 7-point drop in IQ, and the virus directly affects the heart muscle. So we don't know in these kids what effect it's having on their heart in the longer term. You know, are they going to present with cardiac complications when they're in their early 20s? Are they going to have neurocognitive deficit compared to healthy kids? So there's so much we don't know. I think it's really worth trying to protect the kids who are too young to be vaccinated. So that means addressing safe indoor air for them and school and childcare. And Victoria really has done that well. New South Wales is sort of halfway there, but other states haven't done anything. And that's really important. And masks in schools.
Rhino, you are someone who, as a leading medical expert in Australia, you become something of a public figure during the pandemic. You're also someone of Christian faith, Rhino. What's it been like for you in your own personal faith journey during the pandemic?
Well, you know, my faith helps me a lot because I always see the bigger picture in a spiritual sense. I know that God is always with me. I always trust in God that, you know, no matter what I'm going through or how bad it may be, I always trust in God that, you know, it's going to be okay because whatever is happening is for a reason, and I accept that I don't necessarily understand the reasons why something may be, you know, terrible or going wrong or the pandemic, by placing that trust in God helps me.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.